Evening Edition is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a beautiful website for your next project. With hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, and sizes, every Squarespace site can be made to look unique with just a few clicks.
It all starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name with a year's purchase. Start your free trial and get 10% off all plans by going to squarespace.com and using the offer code EE8.
Welcome to Evening Edition for Friday, August 16th. Here are some of today's headlines. Friday's Day of Rage in Egypt leaves more than 100 dead.
The NSA violates privacy rules thousands of times each year.
China plans to stop harvesting organs from executed inmates.
A polio outbreak is the latest crisis in Somalia.
And a zoo in China tries to pass off a dog as a lion.
In today's news, thousands of protesters took to the streets in Egypt for a day of rage called for by the Muslim Brotherhood. It was a response to the deaths of over 600 demonstrators on Wednesday, the worst mass killing in the country's modern history. By the end of the day today, over 100 people were killed in clashes between opposing sides, and army helicopters hovered low over Cairo's streets, firing machine guns at the demonstrators. In a particularly dark turn of events, much of the violence was between civilians. Neighborhood vigilante groups took to the streets wielding guns, rocks, and bottles. They created impromptu checkpoints throughout the city and barred Muslim Brotherhood marches from entering neighborhoods. And in one case, they refused entrance to ambulances and cars carrying the wounded. While much of the violence subsided by nightfall, it doesn't seem likely to end anytime soon. Saudi Arabia pledged billions to support the military-backed government, and the Muslim Brotherhood has called for a full week of daily rallies against it.
In an internal audit leaked to the Washington Post by whistleblower Edward Snowden, the National Security Agency, or NSA, identifies 2,776 incidents in which its privacy rules or court orders were violated in just a single year. One such incident led to the retention of more than 3,000 files that the FISA court had ordered the NSA to destroy. Agency personnel were also instructed to remove details and substitute more generic language for reports to the Justice Department and Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Other documents showed that the NSA has taken specific steps to hide instances of accidental interception of data from the public. Meanwhile, the chief judge of the FISA court says that they're limited in their oversight abilities and essentially had to rely on whatever the government tells them in monitoring NSA practices.
The director of China's transplant program said that by November, the country would end the practice of taking organs from executed prisoners and shift to a nationwide voluntary donor system. At the end of last year, about 64% of transplanted organs in China came from executed inmates. The figure has dropped to under 54% this year. The director of the program said, quote, "I am confident that before long, all accredited hospitals will forfeit the use of prisoner organs," end quote. One potential issue is that a trial run for the new system showed very few people were willing to donate their organs. Some Chinese do not believe the organs will be used appropriately. A young Chinese woman said, quote, "I am not sure whether the organs will be used on the people who need them."
On the heels of the announced departure of Doctors Without Borders from Somalia, the UN reports that the country is suffering an explosive outbreak of polio. Somalia now has more cases of the disease than the rest of the world combined. Polio is highly infectious and it's exacerbated by poor sanitation and a lack of clean water. The disease has mostly been eliminated, except in three countries where it's considered endemic: Afghanistan, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Only 6 years ago, Somalia had been declared polio-free, and around 4 million people there have been vaccinated. Most of the current cases are found in regions of the country dominated by an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group that's targeted international aid agencies. 7 in 10 children in those areas have not been fully vaccinated.
And finally, a zoo in China has come under fire for trying to pass off a dog as an African lion. According to the state-run Beijing Youth Daily Newspaper, The zoo in central China has reportedly replaced a number of exotic species with common ones, without making that clear to visitors. The ruse was apparently up for the lion this week, when zoo guests pointed out that it was barking. The animal was, in fact, a Tibetan Mastiff, an ancient domestic dog breed that's native to Asia and bears a passing resemblance to a lion. Zoo visitors were not pleased. One woman who had taken her young son to the exhibit said, quote, "The zoo is absolutely trying to cheat us," end quote. For their part, the zoo had an explanation for the switch. An administrator told reporters that the zoo does in fact have a lion, but had been taken out of the exhibit for breeding. And as for the dog, it apparently belongs to another zoo employee and was being kept in the exhibit area for, quote, safety concerns. Miranda Mulligan is Evening Edition's editor-in-chief. Our team of writers includes Julia Holloman, Ash Ponders, Philippe Mara Mendonza, and Celine Muzan. Go to muleradio.net for links to the stories from this episode, or read our editions from New York, San Francisco, London, and Paris at evening-edition.com. I'm Angela Kilduff.
And I'm Tom Carmody. Our podcast is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate. Evening Edition is brought to you each weekday by Mule Design Studio. Thanks for joining us.